Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
It's back to work for the Senate.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. The August recess is over for senators. The House returns on Thursday. Senators have their work cut out for them on next year's budget. But despite the heavy workload, Marketplace's Hillary Wickay says not much will get done.
Lawmakers have just 3 weeks in Washington before they head home again, and the Senate has only passed one of its 12 spending bills. The House has passed all but one. Budget analyst Stan Collender with Corvus Communications says politicians are likely feeling more election stress than budget pressure. With so many incumbents worried about their campaigns, he says lawmakers will do what they can to avoid difficult votes.
Basically, what Congress is going to do is as little as possible, and that means the individual spending bills are going to be kept on the shelf. Congress will pass a big omnibus stopgap continuing resolution, so no one will really be able to see who voted for what or what individual decisions will be made until after the election.
A continuing resolution would keep things funded at 06 levels and keep the government running. Collender estimates it would be close to Christmas before Congress passes the spending bills, and some lawmakers expect that several may get lumped together into a big omnibus bill. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
Swedish furniture retailer IKEA has lots of recommendations about living in smaller spaces. Now we'll get to see if any of those ideas apply to smaller catalogs. The Wall Street Journal says IKEA China is shrinking its catalog from hundreds of pages down to about 40. The cost savings will allow the company to double the number of people who get the catalog. Right now, IKEA has three stores in China. It's planning to add a fourth by the end of the year. The British oil giant BP has appointed a former U.S. district judge to act as a company ombudsman. Stanley Sporkin will hear complaints from BP workers in Alaska and elsewhere. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
BP has hired the former judge to help rescue its battered reputation. His job will be to listen to workers' concerns in the U.S. about safety and other issues. He will have a staff of two who will operate a 24-hour call center. They'll take complaints from BP workers across the U.S. The company has been criticized for ignoring reports about pipe corrosion in Alaska long before the big oil spill there in the spring. Analyst Stuart Fraser says the judge's appointment will help stem some of that criticism.
It's not going to get them off the hook as to what's happened, but at least it's a recognition that perhaps the company hasn't listened as much as it should have done to the people on the ground.
The former judge will be paid by BP, but he's no oil industry stooge. In one of his cases, he attacked a pipeline company's tactics as reminiscent of Nazi Germany. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, now that Labor Day is over, it's time to dust off your resume. In fact, September marks the 6th annual International Update Your Resume Month. Ford Myers is president of a career consulting firm, Career Potential. Myers says the information and how you present it can decide your fate in about 10 seconds. Everything was looking up on Friday before the long holiday weekend. The Dow rose 83 points to 11,464. The Nasdaq was up 9 points at 2193, and the S&P was up 7 points at 1311. This is Marketplace. A new study out today says medically obese toddlers are 5 times more likely to be overweight when they reach puberty. From the health desk at WGBH in Boston, Helen Palmer has more.
This study spanned 10 locations and over 1,000 children. Lead author Philip Nader says it shows that for most kids, it's not just baby fat and they won't grow out of it. But Nader, who teaches pediatrics at the University of California at San Diego, says neither kids nor parents deserve blame.
We really need to, as a society, to take a look at the environment that children are raised in now.
Vending machines, video games, TV, fast food, these all help explain why now more than 15% of children are overweight compared with just 4% 40 years ago, Nader says. Since 3/4 of chubby children become hefty adults, this is a fiscal time bomb. The Department of Health and Human Services says obesity currently costs over $117 billion every year. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
You're listening to American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting communities through grant-making, volunteers, employee giving, and creative partnerships. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation. helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Hong Kong Disneyland missed its target of 5.6 million visitors in its first year. A park official says the facility had teething problems trying to attract tourists from mainland China. The park opened last September 12th. It's a joint venture between the Walt Disney Company and the local government. Local taxpayers forked over most of the $3.5 billion construction costs. Hong Kong Disneyland and its two resort hotels are surrounded by mountains on a nearby island. That island is a 30-minute subway ride from central Hong Kong. We're living longer. One of the consequences is the way that that impacts our development cycles. So the things that we like doing as adolescents may still interest us well into our 20s. Author and commentator Christopher Noxon says the makers of consumer products are paying attention.
Quick question. When did everything get so cute? Cars, for one. Our roadways now buzz with swarms of grown-up go-karts, Beetles and Minis and Scions and all the other subcompacts that look like Lego blocks or Jedi spacecraft. Then there are cell phones, which now come with built-in video games and cameras and pop song ringtones. Still too serious? You can always accessorize with a faux rhinestone faceplate or a flashing keypad or a phone pet. Slip on one of these fuzzy covers and your phone becomes a plush pal called Munchie the Manatee. It's all part of what might be called toyification. That's the transformation of everyday adult stuff from purely utilitarian to positively toy-like. Vacuums come in candy apple red and baby blue. Toasters look like fluffy cartoon clouds. A brush for washing vegetables is molded into the shape of a purple duck, its bristle sticking out in a little cheerful tuft. It's easy to get cynical at the sight of all this silliness. We're not fooling anyone. We're not piloting the Millennium Falcon. We're stuck in traffic. Our cell phones may look playful, but our desperate dependence on them is anything but. And vacuuming will never be fun, period. The apparently playful appearance of all these new gadgets could just be little more than a perverse intermingling of the worlds of work and play, a sly marketing gambit designed to keep us sweating on the consumer treadmill. But I'm a big fan of toyification. What looks like triviality can also be seen as a response to our healthy and too often ignored appetite for play. Despite all our conspicuous consumption, the truth is that we Americans work more than citizens of any nation in the world. So why not try to bring a little fun to the morning commute, or a 10-hour workday, or scrubbing the carrots? Not that gadgets will transform us into playful free spirits, but they just may remind us to find the fun in the everyday.
Christopher Noxon is the author of Rejuvenile, Kickball, Cartoons, Cupcakes, and the Reinvention of the American Grown-Up. Speaking of toys and gadgets, we're podcasting. For more information, check out our website at marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media. Does this sound to you like a company that...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.